Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of April, and I'm recording at 9:37 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, this was an interesting day here, and let me run through the highlights here with you. First, as you know, we'd had 2 weekdays in stock markets, but today a little bit of a steadier action here overall. And it started in Asia, although not with Japan. Japan was down another 1.36%, and the main reason, I think, well, there's a little bit of uncertainty over their tax, their sales tax that they've introduced and how that's going to affect the economy. But the other factor, short-term factor, is that the yen has strengthened, partly because the dollar's gone quite soft in here, particularly today. But the yen is currently at 101.79 against the U.S. dollar. Now, you remember it was up at 105 a couple of months ago, and people were talking about how it could go to, including myself, how it could go to 210 and maybe 215 later this year. I think that's still a real possibility, but it's not a hold your breath situation here. And unless we get some action here by the Bank of Japan to weaken the yen tomorrow, I think we'll see Japan get hit again because of this current strength of the yen. But in contrast to that, we had a much steadier performance by the China sector, and that included the Hang Seng Index, Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, which is up nearly 1%, and the Shanghai Composite. Remember, that's kind of been a serial underperformer here for, since mid to late, I think, third quarter of 2009. But it was up 1.92% here today. That's a good gain, taking it back up to 2098 and change. And it's starting to look more like a recovery candidate here, but again, the last year or more, last 3 years really, whenever it's looked as if that was about to sustain a move, it actually failed. But again, it's cheap, you know, a little bit above 10 times earnings on the current PE ratio, and that applies to Hong Kong as well. And the yield's not bad. That yield in Hong Kong is over 3%, over 2.5% for the Shanghai Composite Index. And elsewhere, India closed here today. Those are the main stories out of Asia, though. Japan and China's bounce. Now let's look at what happened in Europe. Europe was softer, I think partly responding to the weakness that had occurred in the U.S. overnight. There were some exceptions. It looks like Sweden was a little bit firmer, and so was Switzerland. But most of the indices are a little bit lower, and the two bigger slides, the Spanish IBEX down 1.19%, and the FTSE MIB, that's Italy, that was down 1.46%. Wall Street staged a modest rally. It seesawed a little bit and closed here. We're really talking, well, they actually, I was about to say minimal percentages, but that's for the Dow, less than 0.1%, but 0.38% for the S&P. And somewhat better, 0.81% for the NASDAQ 100 index. Brazil, which has been very, very steady for the last month, gave up 1% in here today. US bond yields, long-dated government bond yields, a little bit a little bit lower here here today. I'm seeing in late trading, and precious metals. Well, let me stick with the go with the currencies first, and that dollar index. That fell down to 79.76. Now, that's an important level. If you look at that on the chart, because it was 79 is an important level on the chart, and it's bounced from that level for quite some time. But we do have a series of lower highs here, and this was a bit of a downward dynamic here today. So I assume that short of a countermanding upward dynamic, that we're going to see another test of that 79 level. And each time when that's happened over the last year or so, I believe, we have had upward dynamics and seen a bounce. But right now, the dollar is under a little bit of pressure. And here's some samples. When I already quoted the yen, which had strengthened to that 101.73, the euro is nearly at 138, and sterling also stronger, up to 167, 1.6748. Now, the Australian currency 0.9361, so they're all firmer. And ADXY, that's the Asian Dollar Index, that had a bit of an upward dynamic here today also. So that's continuing the rally that I believe started last month, and remains in recovery mode. And we also saw the commodity markets. This was interesting. Now, first, the precious metals, which were weak yesterday, were firmer today. Palladium didn't recover all of its loss yesterday by any means, but it was up $8.50 here to 776 and change. And the price of platinum also nearly $13 higher at 14, nearly 1441. Silver couldn't hold its earlier gains, got up to 2017 and a half, but is now 20.04. And gold did better. Over $11 higher, last currently trading at 13.08, nearly 13.09, has been as high as 13.14 and a half in here today. So looking at that chart, it's clear to me that, well, it'll be clear to anyone who looks at that chart that oversold gold has now broken its orderly, consistent, gradual downward trend, and of the last month, and is currently still in a recovery mode. Silver is certainly sufficiently oversold to see a recovery move, and I think it probably will, because it usually tracks gold, and it's often with a higher beta, more often than not. Now, industrial metals are a bit mixed. I think nickel and aluminium were a little bit lower, but copper a little bit firmer in here today. And crude oil, that had a good bounce. Crude oil had been quite soft recently, but up $1.89 on the WTI. That's the U.S. contract, and that's taken it back to 102.32. And let's look at the. I'll just bring up the other commodities here, so we can have a look. Grains and well, first let's get the Brent. The Brent crude also up $1.66, so that's taken it up to 107.48, and it is prior to today's rally, it was a little bit oversold. Now the we also had some recoveries. In the agricultural commodities, that includes cotton and the grain and bean complex. And among those grains and beans, soybeans up 18 cents to 14.82. Corn up nearly 8, closed at 5.07. And wheat also stronger. London wheat had a nice little upward dynamic in here today. And the CCI index, that's that cumulative commodity index, that is really quite steady and needs to take out it would need to take out its recent low to indicate a further corrective phase overall. So commodities firmer, helped by the softness of the US dollar. Stock markets slightly steadier. I think Wall Street still remains susceptible, slightly oversold in the short term, but the pattern has, for certainly the for the leading Nasdaq, is that lost that upside momentum. And there are the concerns over what's going on in Russia and the tensions with Ukraine and other states. And I'm afraid that's a story that's going to continue for some time. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.